I'm Azana. I live in Columbus, Ohio. When we vote, we send a message that we will be heard. And with so much at stake, our fundamental right to vote is on the line. We can't afford to miss this chance. Vote by November 5th.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. www.ohiodems.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yes, I feel way better. I was working that the whole season. Don't speed up with my hip, with my body. Try to be sure and early to the ball, and that's it. It's very working right now. I feel a lot better.
Sean Manaea gets the ball tonight. He has been so good all season long. You've said that in your mind, he is probably the best pitcher in baseball right now with how good he has been. What have you seen from him from March now to April that has led him to be this effective?
So the bigger thing with him is like he's keeping the ball in the zone more, and he changed the mechanic a little bit, but the bigger thing I really think is that he's throwing more strike, he's attacked the hitter, and he's way better now.
Sticking with the starting pitching, the other day Petey gets out of the jam in the first inning, and it feels like things just loosened up for you guys. Was there anything in terms of approach that you guys did after the Dodgers got first and second to ensure that you guys were able to post a zero?
No, nothing. We just want to attack the hitter. We want to stay in the zone. We want to get contact. And it's what Pete do in that moment. We attack, and he finished the hitters, and we can get the zero. And that was, I think, is a big zero in that game, because make the hitter like we have to compete and we got to win today, and was great.
I asked Edwin the other day about attacking this Dodgers team because they don't chase, and he had said that at the end of the day it just comes down to trusting you and trusting what you put down. Everybody knows about the preparation that you put into games. How do you balance what you've seen over guys' first three at-bats compared to maybe what you read in the scouting report?
I believe the scouting report. I believe the numbers. I believe everything. But in the moment when I'm out there with my pitcher, I really believe my instincts. I believe what they're feeling. I believe how they throw the ball. So I think the bigger thing is like use the instincts. And don't be scared to use the instinct. If I miss something, so it's okay. We have more opportunities.
Bullpen game again for the Dodgers tonight. You guys had a lot of success against their pen when they did this back in game two. How do you approach a bullpen game knowing that you're not necessarily going to see a guy more than one time?
So I really think we're going to play same game. We're going to play same game. We're going to try the swing strike. We're going to try the walk. We're going to try to get our hits. We're not looking for a big swing. We're just looking for get our hit and pass the other guy the bat. Like, if it's not me, it's the next guy. If it's not Frankie, it's Viento. If it's not Viento, it's Nemo. And that continues like that. Just, like, don't try to do too much and pass to the other guys.
Francisco, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.